Welcome to All Around Azure DevOps with GitHub. I'm Steven Murowski, a principal cloud advocate here at Microsoft. I was the content lead for the sessions you'll be seeing today. Now, to set the stage for the journey that we're going to go on, I'd like to outline our afternoon. The sessions you'll see are based on the DevOps principles and practices that are reflected in the AZ 400 exam. The AZ 400 exam covers topics like managing source control, facilitating communication, dealing with compliance and security, continuous integration and continuous delivery, site reliability engineering, and even more, which was a great outline for the sessions that we have today. Now, this isn't an exam prep session. However, the Microsoft Learning Learn Paths that we have to refer you to offer some hands-on experience to prepare you for that, if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, just settle in and prepare for a journey into what adopting DevOps practices could look like with Azure and GitHub. Now, before we get into those sessions, we should probably level set on what DevOps is and why it matters. The definition that we use at Microsoft is, DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable the continuous delivery of value to our end users. And here's the bottom line. The speed of business is so crazy fast and life so unpredictable. I mean, just look at the last 18 months and how the world has changed. That the only way that technical teams can keep up is if they adopt DevOps practices. If they don't, they won't be able to keep up. And here's the sad truth. If you don't adopt DevOps practices, your competitors either are or will. And when they do, they will start to out-innovate you. And when that happens, you can become obsolete, and no one wants to become obsolete. All right, so really, this is where the exact position that Microsoft found itself in the 2010 timeframe. Now, there's a lot more nuance to this story than I can share right now, but here's the high level. Back then, we were still delivering code about once every 3 to 4 years. But our competitors were innovating faster and we were losing customers. It was a very scary place for us to be. We knew we had to change. We knew we had to adapt and shift and adopt DevOps practices. We also had a broken culture and broken process. And we used tools very inconsistently. We did everything that we call out in DevOps wrong, though it felt right at the time. We shipped products every 3 to 4 years. The product teams competed. No reuse went unpunished inside those teams. Inside product teams, we had conflicts between developers and our QA. Our service engineers, our operations folks, they were very hands-on and reactive. Now, as Satya Nadella took over as CEO, he realized that the story had to change. He started the One Microsoft initiative as a way to bring our culture back into focus, with one mission that we share as a company. And all of our teams support that mission. He also initiated the One Engineering System to help remove duplicated effort across Microsoft. No longer did each product team have to custom craft work item and build, deployment, and source control. These efforts combined provided our leadership a direction to head as our teams learned to work together. While the stories you hear are about a fictional company, they are influenced by the story of Microsoft and then our own individual experiences in the real world. These stories and other that you may hear may encourage you to explore DevOps and the practices and tools around it. As you explore, there will be bumps along the way. Our DevOps story is filled with pain points and how we work past them. And as you watch these sessions, the demos and ideas are directional, giving you something to aim for, not necessarily something that you're going to see right out of the box. Each session was crafted to give you a view into what it might look like from a practitioner's point of view. As our friends at Tailwind Traders, which is a born-in-the-cloud company, deals with growth and expansion after acquiring Northwind, which was an existing traditional organization. Tailwind is dealing with a growth in staff. In their early days, they didn't have DevOps challenges. Everyone performed multiple jobs and the organization was small enough that communication, it just wasn't difficult. Now they have a bigger team, including dedicated operators, developers, DBAs, and more. We'll follow and work alongside Tailwind's technical team as they explore the shared tooling and creating a version source of truth in our first session. Next, we'll explore how we manage the flow of work in our organizations with our technical teams coming together. Adjustments have to be made in both development and operations. Operators, they start to work in a more agile fashion. And the developers, they start moving away from long-running branches and work to merge to main more quickly. Merging to main more quickly introduces some challenges with quality and security. So our third session, it focuses on how the Tailwind team addresses those concerns. From security scans to ensuring that the changes behave properly in production, our team learns a lot. The fourth session that we'll explore is the deployment into the cloud and the practices that we can adopt to bring our deployment experience closer to what our team experiences in a ChatOps environment. And then our fifth and final session covers the operational experience and extends that ChatOps discussion in a way to bring incident response into our shared communications channel. I hope that you'll enjoy the journey that we'll take over the next couple of hours. Please take advantage of the experts that we've collected from across Microsoft and our community to answer your questions live in the stream and in the chat on Learn TV. After our time today, if any of the topics, ideas, or questions we raised spark interest, we'd love for you to come over to Microsoft Learn, which is our online free learning platform, and continue that journey. You can do that at aka.ms/AAADevOpsLearnLink. There you'll find a collection of learning paths that support the major objectives of the AZ-400 exam, from source control and continuous integration to site reliability engineering and security and compliance. We have resources to help you learn in 30 to 60 minute modules. Thank you and enjoy the sessions.